95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer. I'm in the big chair once again on WBCK for another week of Coach's Corner for the boys' basketball season. Coming to you live from downtown Battle Creek at the Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. And we will continue to do that as we look ahead to another week of the high school basketball season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. City teams and boys basketball had a hard time getting in games this week with the cold weather, creating some postponements early in the week. But most of the squads were able to get on the floor for a few games by the time the week was done. There were no games on Tuesday with several weather postponements, but action heated up on Wednesday. Battle Creek Central defeated Mattawan 70-58. Harbor Creek lost to Vicksburg 76-62, and St. Phil beat Burr Oak 61-40. On Thursday, the SMAC was in action, and Lakeview beat Gull Lake 67-52, and Battle Creek Central lost to their rivals Kalamazoo Central 63-17. And the game of the night last night, Harbor Creek played Marshall in a key Interstate 8 conference matchup, with the winner of that game keeping itself in position to chase that conference title, and Harbor Creek beat Marshall 61-45. In other action, Penfield also stayed in the hunt in the I-8, and they beat Jackson Northwest 53-42. And St. Phil stayed in first place in their conference after they knocked off Cohen 58-48. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this break on Coach's Corner on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our first coach of the morning, Coach Bowling of the Harbor Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Harbor Creek was able to get in a couple of games this week. You had your Tuesday game postponed because of the weather, and or maybe that was scheduled for Monday originally?
Yeah, it was a Monday night game.
Yep. Now we got you, Coach. I'm sorry about that. Harbor Creek was playing, supposed to play on Monday, and now they're playing on, they played on Wednesday. And you had a game with against Vicksburg, and that's a team you're going to probably see in the districts, I think.
Yeah, they're in our district. So we kind of got to get a little scouting report on them. We kind of battled some bugs all week with some illness. We were not making any excuse at all because I believed next man up, and I believe in our team and our guys. But we were down two starters that game, and Trey played about 10 minutes. So we didn't necessarily at full strength with some offensive and energy, but I thought we played an outstanding first half. I thought I was a little upset and frustrated after the game on how the second half went, but then I went back and we talked a lot in the locker room about controlling the glass, and we gave up some rebounds that went directly to points, especially in the first half, that we could have buried them a little bit and made that a 14-point lead for us. We didn't do that. And then if, you know, it's a 14-point lead, that's a lot more difficult to come back from the eight. But then I went back and we watched some film, and I was right on that part. Our effort was pretty good, but they shot lights out. They shot 55% from the game, and 65%. They were 12 of 17 from behind the arc, and I can't tell you the last time that's happened. And I think it's more than anything else, we shake their hand, learn from it, and we watched some film and some clips of what happened. Talked about our rebounding and how when we beat quality opponents early in the year, this is how we rebound and controlled the glass. And it was, you know, sometimes you got to go backwards before you can go forward. And I think it was probably one of those nights for us. And tip our cap to Vicksburg for shooting the heck out of the basketball that night.
Yeah, you end up losing 76-62. But that hot shooting night is maybe kind of a little bit of an outlier, considering they probably didn't have school that day, like you guys didn't have school that day. So not being in school all day, that's always makes it even tougher on the kids to get rolling or to have a really good game shooting the ball. And
well, and we shot 48% ourselves from the field and 38 from behind the line. So, I mean, you don't lose many games at the high school level shooting the ball that well. And it just, you know, they just did it better. Yeah. They just did it better.
Well, you guys were up 40-32 at halftime. And then, like you said, struggled with rebounding in the second half. Braden Bess had 18 points. With Maddox McCarty came up big with you for 13 points. Braxton List had 10. And at that point in the year, you got your 10th win, so into double digits. And it was, you stayed at 10. Yeah. You're 10-3 with a loss. But maybe you learned some things from that game in terms of that rebounding, because as we saw last night, and you and I talked about, you guys had one of your best rebounding performances last night when you played Marshall, and that was the big key of the game, forcing them into shots that they didn't want, and then you guys cleaning up the ball off the glass, and you came up with a huge Interstate 8 Conference 61-45 win over your rivals.
You nailed it right there. I mean, how we played and defended. But really how we were just, I mean, I said it in the paper, but we were met on the glass last night and we were undersized basically at every spot. And it didn't faze how our effort and our positioning and our physicality. And when we can rebound the basketball like that elevates our team from being a good team to a pretty darn or a potentially great team. And that's what we did. That's if we want to stay in this thing and compete. And compete at a high level, that's what we have to do. And I was very proud of them for stepping up and taking that challenge and answering the bell last night.
That win over Marshall puts you at 5-2 in the league. It puts you one game behind Coldwater. We saw Coldwater had a close game against against a Hastings team that's kind of on the bottom of the conference right now. Coldwater won by 3, and so they stayed in first place with only one loss. You guys lost to Coldwater earlier in the season, so you have to maybe make up that later in the season to kind of catch them in the standings. But staying at 5-2 was huge, and Marshall takes a step back at 3-3, so the conference race kind of goes down the road, and it's going to get tight going down the rest of the season. It's going to get a lot interesting, and it's even more interesting when you're in contention. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. I mean, there's every night you never know what can happen, but you know, we control what's in our hands and how we play. So we got to be able to just take that next step and control what we can control on our end.
We talked a little bit last night about how you opened the conference season with a loss to Marshall. So that this kind of got a little hit payback with that. And that's a nice thing to have. And when you're playing that rivalry game, Harbor Creek Marshall, as it was, but you mentioned last night that more to do with the standings than just whoever you were playing that night, you had to get a win.
Absolutely. I mean, we really kind of, I mean, I look at it and look at the situation. I mean, Marshall's is a great, you know, great team, rivalry game, yeah, but we don't really talk too much about the rivalry. That kind of is enough about itself. And what I've kind of learned through the years, too, especially of late, is that, you know, you look at the whole Michigan-Ohio State thing, and that just gets too big, you know. And I think, this, you know, these sometimes there's too much and too much pressure. You just got to go play basketball. And, you know, I kind of try to downplay a little bit of that and take some pressure off. Just go play. And that's the attitude that we took. But we took knowing what's at stake, big picture, more of than we, you know, hey, Marshall – could have been anybody last night, and I think we would have came out with that same kind of fire and that same kind of effort. And we just got to make sure our leaders, the kids that are leaders on our team, do that every league game from this point forward.
It was a back and forth game in the first quarter, 13-9. Harbor Creek led after the opening period, but that's when that defense kind of stepped up and that rebounding. You were getting Marshall to take some shots. Maybe they didn't want to. They like to shoot either the three or they like to get to the rim, but they were kind of shooting the mid-range shot, and they were struggling with that. And then with those, they were coming off the rim, and you guys were getting those boards. And you kept them to 2 points in the second quarter, and you led 24-11 at halftime, Kevin Marsh at 11 points in a half. That's not something you probably saw coming, but it's something to put a big smile on your face.
That's you nailed it. We didn't necessarily see that coming, but we're sure proud and happy that it happened. So the kids did a very good job, and you're right. I mean, we kind of identified where their guys were defensively. We adjusted some of our coverages in our zone to, you know, take away some of the things that they where they want to go and who they want to put the ball in certain spots. And that's the good adjustments were made by our kids. It's easy to talk about, but once, you know, the bullets are flying, you got to be able to execute those things. And I felt like for the most part, we did a pretty good job of that last night.
Yeah, Marshall came in the season with two their
.3 WBCK. We are suffering some technical difficulties with Coach's Corner, so we'll try to get this going, and we'll be back with Coach's Corner in just a bit.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner, and I'm told we had a little technical difficulties at the end of that last segment with Coach Bowling for some people, maybe possibly on the app, but we're back now, and we're back with our next Coach of the Morning here, Coach Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
We had some makeup games this week because of the weather earlier in the week, and you guys were able to get some games in. You're able to play, you made up your first game against Burr Oak on Wednesday.
Yep.
And I came up with a big win. You're playing a tough schedule this week, and against Burr Oak and Colin, a couple of teams that are chasing you, and you took care of business. St. Phil beat Burr Oak 61-40, and that kept you guys unbeaten in the division. And
.3 WBCK. Once again, we lost Bill Broderick, so we'll have to try to reconnect. And until that time, we'll play another little goodie for you.
Your land or the state's land? Next on today's All Outdoors Update.
Hey, hey, come out and play somewhere green. On a sunny day, we can run and chatter. It's more fun.
Here in Michigan, just about any day is a great day to come out and play. A reminder from the folks at MParks, the Michigan Recreation and Park Association.
The recent posting of state land for a solar project lease option has a lot of people past the point of being upset. State Representative Ken Borton explains the Gaylord Area Public Lands lease offering from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources came as a surprise and a bit of a shock.
They're not focused on the forest. They're not focused on the environment at all. They're focused on one thing, and that's how they can raise money.
There's conflicting information about whether that proposed lease of state land for a solar array was already a done deal before word of it got out in the open. For elected leaders like Borton, this kind of thing needs to be closely reviewed.
They have forgotten just exactly what the people of Michigan originally hired them for, and that was to protect our environment and protect our resources. That just doesn't seem to be a priority for them anymore.
We've linked to information about this controversy at alloutdoorsupdate.com. It may be an issue for a while. I'm Jim Mishler.
95.3 WBCK. We have, I believe, cleared up our technical problems. So here we go with Bill Broderick. You there, Brill?
Yep, I got you. We'll try to get this thing together here. We're here with Coach Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. We're talking about that win over Burr Oak, and and getting the job done on the glass, and you guys had a big night on the glass. Is that right?
Yeah, no, we're definitely locked in on the glass. We out-rebounded, like I said, by 20. I'm not sure if people heard that. 20-25 rebounds, and guys are just getting after it. I mean, getting multiple double-doubles out of guys, and those weren't just double-doubles. I mean, 12 and 18 rebounds, respectfully, is a lot of rebounds, and they weren't the only one getting boards. Guys like Colton, Sawyer, Jackson, and Chris Gallen all had at least 4, 5, 6 rebounds. So it was a great night on the boards. And we kind of like that becoming our identity, that we're going to out-rebound you, and you know, we're going to break your will, I guess.
If we missed that was Carter Diswick getting 17 points and 12 rebounds, and Lincoln Diswick getting 16 points and 18 rebounds, and that was the win over Burr Oak. And going into the week, Burr Oak and Cullen were two teams that are kind of chasing you guys down, and you played Burr Oak, and then you end up playing Cullen last night, and you came up with a 58-48 win. That keeps you guys undefeated in the division and in first place, and made you 10-3 overall, and Cullen is also 10-3, so that win is nothing to hang your head about. That's an important win for you guys, and getting to beat the Magi has been bigger over the years, and it's big in terms of your race and trying to get to the first place.
Yeah, you know, we're really trying to stay goal focused right now. I'm always talking to the kids about, you know, our goals are right there. We just got to take care of business, and so staying goal focused. Cullen, it's always a tough place to play, and Coach Steve always has his guys ready to go. They know they got some great players with Dalton Williams and Dominic Mock. Our plan last night was really just to take care of those two and let somebody else beat us. Those two each had 14 themselves. From the previous time we played them, we did limit them quite a bit, and so that was a really good thing. We took care of business again on the glass. We're just rebounding maniacs right now, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, the points back that up. Jackson Diswick had 16 points. Carter had 14 points. Lincoln and Diswick and Colt Myers each had 12 points, and you guys took advantage of them on the glass. And Cullen has some big guys that you have to kind of defend and box out to get those rebounds. So you guys have been playing big that way. And now that you kind of turned the corner of that with those wins against Cullen and Burr Oak, the kids got to be really excited about what's in front of them and their opportunity right now.
They are. We've like I said, we're really goal focused right now. We're doing a lot of talking about it, you know, because obviously we got Bellevue coming up next Friday. But we know that if we take care of business, we don't even need the chips to fall where they fall. We handle our own destiny.
So that Bellevue game is next Friday, and do you have any makeup games this week that we're kind of have to keep an eye on with the schedules the way it is lately?
No. We only missed our game with Burrow.
Okay.
And then we moved it to Wednesday. So
you're playing Our Lady of the Lake midweek there still or not?
Yep, we got Our Lady of the Lake on Tuesday, and then we got Bellevue on Friday, and then we also have Athens this afternoon.
Okay. Oh, this afternoon.
Yes, this afternoon.
All right. Well, that's some St. Phil. Yeah, that's what I mean. The schedule is fluid nowadays with all these cancellations and rescheduling. So if you want to see some Fighting Tiger basketball, where's that game going to be played?
It's going to be at Athens.
At Athens.
Just 2 o'clock JV start, probably about 3:30 for the varsity.
Just down the road. Head down. The roads are clear today, so good to get down there and watch some St. Phil Fighting Tiger basketball. And be a lot of fun, and we could talk about some key games next week and seeing how the Tigers did in their effort to try to stay in first place. I appreciate fighting through the technical difficulties this morning, Coach, and we'll talk about more St. Phil wins next week, all right?
Thanks, Bill.
All right, we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning here. We have Coach Robbie Hatton, the Penfield Panthers, on the phone. Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing fine. Looks like I want to make sure with all these coaches this morning that we are keeping up on all the schedulings and reschedulings. We only have you for one game this week, and you guys played last night, right?
Yes, sir. Our game Tuesday with Parchment got postponed to February 3rd.
All right, we have to keep those notes, so we keep everyone in tune there. But Penfield had a big game in the conference, and big 53-42 win over Jackson Northwest, and that's huge in your efforts to try to stay in the race in the Interstate 8 conference. Every conference game is big this time of year, and getting that win to stay in second place, how big was that for your boys?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, having the week that we had where, you know, we were able to practice Monday but not Tuesday, and then being able to get back at it Wednesday. So having the snow days and you know, we didn't have school Monday anyways because of, you know, we had Professional Development Day and Martin Luther King Day and all this. So, you know, the kids had 3 days off of school, so we were a little rusty. But, you know, we understood, you know, for us, if we want to even have a shot at accomplishing our goals of winning the league, you know, every league game matters right now. You know, we've told our kids they control their destiny. If they can win out, they'll win the league outright. But if they, you know, if they have a hiccup or two, you know, we gotta get some help. So, but we got to take it one game at a time, you know, and that starts with, you know, playing a tough team like Northwest, who is really scrappy and gritty, you know, and they're good enough to beat just about anybody. But, you know, we definitely grinded one out last night.
Yeah, that puts you at 5-2 in the conference, and you and Harbor Creek are tied at 5-2. You're one game behind Coldwater, a Coldwater team that had a close win over Hastings last night to stay in first place, and yep. Put you at 11-3 overall. And boy, 11 wins this time of year—that sounds awful nice. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're happy with where we're at. Obviously, we want to keep getting better. You know, defensively is where we're really challenging our kids. You know, I think we can score with the best of them. But the last couple games, we've really been trying to focus on our defense and, you know, just getting better defensively and making sure that we're doing what we do and don't play other people's games, play our game. You know, Northwest plays a very physical, you know, deny defense. They don't really let you get it on the wings. And, you know, a lot of the times with high school kids, when teams are playing you that way, you kind of get in your own head and you want to play them the same way. And so for us to hold the team to 42 points, you know, I thought defensively we were very locked in and we showed a lot of effort on the defensive end. But yeah, it was very important for us to get that win, and especially, you know, like I said, you know, we kind of control our own destiny, already having beat Coldwater once. So, you know, if we can win out, you know, we can control our goals, but you know, we got to take it one game at a time. You know, we got Marshall next week, and, you know, that's our focus right now is Marshall.
Calvin Pazin's had 20 points and, just a little bit of more than a week after he hit 11 triples in a game to set the school record. He had 5 3-pointers last night to go along with 8 rebounds. Johnny Lake had a huge game, 16 points and 16 rebounds. Zach Walling had 11 points. And I think when you're talking about that defense, you're talking about rebounding as well. And Johnny Lake on the boards with 16 rebounds, that had to be big for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing I love about Johnny Lake is, you know, even last night after the game, he was just upset. You know, he didn't really get going offensively until the fourth quarter. You know, he kind of let Northwest height kind of get in his head a little bit. You know, and it just reminded him that I think Johnny Lake's probably one of the best players in this area, but he's got to believe it. So fourth quarter, he really came on and got us some big buckets and, you know, went over the both of the Cooper kids that are both, you know, 6'8", 6'9", you know, so be able to get those points there. But, yeah, he was a man on the rebounds, and, you know, the thing I love about Johnny is he's always trying to be the best. He always wants to make sure he's playing at the highest level, and, you know, so definitely some room to grow there, and, you know, I think, you know, he showed a lot of maturity last night, you know, at the end of the game, being able to control the ball, not force things, and, you know, I was really proud of him for that. And then, you know, obviously Calvin, you know, hitting the threes, you know, he got into some foul trouble. So he had to sit most of the third, so they kind of slowed him down a little bit. But then the fourth quarter, he came out again, and, you know, he hit 2 threes in the fourth to kind of put the dagger in it. You know, and then Zach's a great shooter. And, you know, and Brevin Bailey, you know, he didn't score last night. But, you know, Brevin's one of our kids that are, you know, we call him our stat sheet filler. He fills it up in a lot of different areas and does a lot of good things for us. But, you know, ultimately last night, Bill, we had some foul trouble in the third quarter, and, you know, and we you know, we had some issues, some moments where our kids weren't playing the best, and our back four of our rotation of Peyton Merlington, Brady Conley, Evan Lampert, and Tommy Wright came in and absolutely sparked us. You know, Northwest went 7 minutes without a bucket, and that was because of that group came in and just shut them down defensively, and you know, really brought the energy level for us and kind of really sparked us to a win last night. You know, and maybe, you know, those kids haven't been playing a ton lately, but you know, they got in last night and played a nice, you know, 6 to 7 minutes in that second half, and that really sparked us to a victory.
And on our original schedule, and we've been checking with everybody this morning, we have you playing at Marshall, like you said, on Friday at Marshall. Do you have a makeup game in, during the week at all, or do you have any other games going
That's
on
it.
During the week? That's
just Friday.
So you have all week to get ready for Marshall, which that'll be a big game for next week.
Yep.
Marshall slipped a game behind both you and Harbor Creek last night with that loss. They're looking to get kind of get back in the race. They're going to have to knock off some people to do that themselves and take care of their own business. But if you can match up with Marshall and get that victory, you put yourself in a good spot. What did you learn from the first time when you played Marshall that you maybe can use this time around?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the one thing with Marshall is, you know, they have the two kids, the Burns kid and the Miller kid, that are just studs. And, you know, you got to try to control them. You know, we weren't very good defensively yet. You know, we're still not great defensively, but we're getting better. You know, we played a lot of one-on-one ball against Marshall. So, you know, the one thing with two good players is, you know, you got to have good help side, play good gaps. You can't just let them run the thing. And, you know, we got to box out better. They dominated the boards against us. And, you know, part of it was, is, you know, it's just the mind games of, you know, Marshall, and, you know, in retrospect, also Harper as well. You know, our kids, you know, just not buying into that hoopla of, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's Harper, but it doesn't matter if it's Marshall. It doesn't matter who's across from us. We just have to play our game. You know, and that's kind of where we were at with Marshall last time, is we played into their system. We didn't really try to run. Marshall took the air out of the ball. You know, we've got to be able to run, you know, and move the ball around. And, you know, and obviously, you know, teams are starting to scout Calvin a little bit, and, you know, they're doing a lot of face guarding on him, which is fine. You know, we'll get him open otherwise. But then you pick your poison. You know, you got to let, okay, so now you got to guard Johnny Lake and then Zach Walling and Bradvin Bailey. We got four guys that can really score. And, you know, so I think that's the one really good thing about our team is being able to spread the ball around a little bit. And we got to do that against Marshall as well. You know, they're going to be very disciplined. You know, they're going to run their stuff, and, you know, everything is going to run through Miller and Burns. So we just got to be able to withstand that and be ready for it.
Well, we'll look forward to talking about that game next Saturday when we get together. A big game for Penfield playing at Marshall next Friday night, a key game in the Interstate 8 Conference. Thanks a lot for coming on, Coach, and we'll chat with you later.
All right, thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Valley Creek Fire, back here with our next Coach of the Morning here with Coach Wickman of the Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
We're doing great.
Good. Good.
Lakeview found itself, along with everyone else, having a limited schedule this week because of the weather and a limited time in the gym because of missing practice and school. But you got your win on Thursday night. You beat Gull Lake 67-52, and that keeps the train rolling for now and gets you guys at 7-6. And tell us about how you guys kind of jumped on them early. You led 31-22 at halftime.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really jump on them early as much as just kind of methodically pulled away in the first half. I mean, they had a kid that caught on fire in the first quarter, scored 13 points by himself. And so we had to do something about that. And then when we kind of turned that faucet off and got our fast break going, got some turnovers from them and rebounded. I mean, they shot a ton of threes. And so those are always going to be long rebounds, which can lead to fast breaks. So as long as you block out the shooter and block out the, you know, your guards have to rebound on those types of nights. So once we figured out the rebounding situation, then we could get out and run. And we just kind of methodically pulled away from them as the game wore on.
Yeah, Gavin Markuki had 24 points for Gull Lake, including those four triples. And he's their one guy that's consistently scores for them. And like you said, if he gets off a little bit, you're in trouble. But shutting him down maybe in the second half was big for you guys. And then your kids all stepped up. Tavon Newton had one of his better games this season. He had team high 18 points. And LeBron Campbell and Jackson Hardy had 12 points. Braden McGill had 11 points. Braden had 9 rebounds himself. Campbell had 8 rebounds. That's where you're talking about those guards getting those rebounds and starting the break. He had also 8 assists, so a well-rounded game for LeBron, almost a triple-double. So, but Tavon is a guy that you're always looking for that extra scorer throughout the season, and then looking, finding out who it is on a given night, and he was that night, he was that guy that night, right?
Yeah, Tay was very, very good on Thursday. He went to the hole a lot, you know, and I think every shot he took was within 5 feet, which is that's what he's good at. So that's what we want him to do, you know. And as he gets older and plays a little more and practices more, his shot will come along. But right now his strength is to get into the paint. He's a really good rebounder. He's a very good athlete. He's a very good defender. And he doesn't always score, but he kind of was our momentum guy, to be quite honest, offensively. He got us going with a couple buckets in the second quarter, and then he came in the third quarter and really kind of, I think he might have had 6 or 8 points in the third quarter. So really good offensive night for him. He always plays good defense and rebounds real well, and I'm really happy for Tay because he works hard. He's a hard-working man.
Four players in double figures for you that way. Balanced scoring is what you have to like to see. What about the offensive philosophy that night against Gull Lake that kind of gave you that chance to get those four guys in double figures? So.
A lot of it was breakouts. You know, a lot of it was our transition game, and you know, whoever was the last guy before the basket was getting the layups. And I think you know, LeBron had he had 3 or 4 passes that normal people don't make. You know, they don't see it, and they don't have the ability to make that pass. And he was on the money, and he probably could have had, well, I don't say probably, I know he could have had 4 more assists, you know, if the ball, if we catch the ball or we make the layup, you know. So in that respect, I think he, you know, you look at his all-around game on Thursday with what, 12 points, you said?
12 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Yeah, yeah.
And so he could have had a triple-double, you know. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple times where, you know, we caught the ball and missed the layup or whatever. So long story short is, I mean, as he plays that kind of a well-rounded game, I think it makes us hard to guard, you know, and I think that opens up Jackson inside, it opens up Braden inside, and allows them to get their hand on the ball and you know, keeps them engaged offensively, because we need them to be engaged offensively, so they want to play defense and they want to rebound. And I think between the two of them, they were like 23 points and 15 or 16 rebounds. So, you know, and that's kind of what we've been shooting for with them all year long. And they're, you know, we have an assistant that came in. He's our 8th grade coach, and then he comes in and works with our bigs when his season's over, and Brian Mueller, and he's done a great job with those dudes, because ever since he's been in our gym, they've been improving every single game. And I think just being able to give them that constant attention of somebody watching them and having expectations for them has kind of, the light bulb kind of went on for those two guys. And you know, we're heading in the right direction. I'm pretty happy at this point with where we're heading, and we'll see what happens.
You have a big week. It's going to be playing some good basketball, because you have a big week ahead of you. A couple smack East Division games back-to-back here. You're playing at Loy Norix midweek, and then you're playing at Kalamazoo Central, both on the road, both big games. You guys are the defending division champs, and to have a chance to defend that title, you have to get some wins this week to kind of take care of your own business, right?
Yeah, for sure. And that, you know, we do bring that up. You know, I mean, whenever we have a division game, we always talk about we are the defending division champs, and we want to keep that title. We're one game out right now, and obviously going over to Norix will not be an easy task. They're a quality team. They're playing well. And then obviously Friday night at K Central, who's in the lead for the league right now, it is a big game too. So it's probably at this point in the season, biggest week of the season as far as two games in 1 week. It's not very often that we play two division games in 1 week. In fact, I don't know that we ever do that. And I don't know what, there's a quirk in the schedule, because we've played Gull Lake already twice, but we haven't played Norix at all yet. And so I don't know how that happened. But so, you know, we'll get after it Monday and try to get over to Norix and stay one game behind and see what happens Friday.
There'll be a couple big games for the Spartans, a big week ahead of them, and a lot of excitement to talk about when we get together next Saturday for another week of Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning, and we have Coach Durant Crum of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats on the phone with us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
We're doing real well. Thanks for joining us this morning. We have a couple games to talk about for the Bearcats. It was tough to get some games in this week with all the postponements and no school and here and there, but you were able to do that. You had a makeup game on Wednesday, and you played Mattawan, and you came up with a big win for the Bearcats, 170-58. Every win is big for you guys when those come around, and try to gain that confidence and to kind of grow as a team like you've been wanting to all year. And talk about the importance of getting that win, and hopefully that can build for the future for you guys.
Yeah, well, as you said, Bill, it was good to get the win. It helps the guys. Just kind of reinforces that if we, play together and execute our game plan going into some of these games, then we give ourselves a chance to win. And fortunately enough, we played well enough at Mattawan. Even though we had to go in overtime, we played well enough to come away with the victory.
Yeah, that game tied 53-53 at the end of regulation. But you guys got busy in overtime there. Held them to just 5 points, and then you guys kind of went off with 17 points to yourself. What happened in overtime that kind of turned the switch for you?
Well, actually, to end regulation, we had a two-point lead, and actually on the inbounds play with, 30 seconds or so, threw the ball away, gave Mattawan the ball, and they went down and scored. They sent it in overtime. So going into overtime, the guys were feeling like, we let that get away. The game should be over, and now we have to go out and fight for the overtime period. Warren played really well, Jaden, in the overtime period. I think he may have had 10 points himself in the overtime period. So that was big for us.
What kind of was working in the overtime? Were you able to get your press going and get some fast breaks there overtime, or did you kind of get a lead and then Mattawan had to kind of follow you, so you're able to extend that lead? That's a lot of points to score in overtime.
Yeah, the second half, actually, third and fourth quarter, we were able to apply pressure that forced their hand quite a bit. They turned the ball over, four, five, six times almost in a row, it seemed like. So that was big in the fourth quarter, and then also helped us out in the overtime period.
Jeremiah Warren led you scoring with 18, Jarrell Bradley at 15, and one of your newcomers, Lee Campbell, had 11, and you and I talked about that after that Lakeview game, that you're looking for some kids to kind of step up, anyone who wants to kind of step up and get some playing time and to can contribute to the team, you're open to that. And do you see some of that against Mattawan, some guys kind of stepping up and with the opportunities to play and take advantage of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the other guys that we're allowing to come up and play some quarters on varsity have really, really played hard and have gone out during the game and had positive impacts, whether it was scoring a bucket here or there, playing some pretty good defense, just energized, a little different energy that they're bringing to the equation, which we're happy about, and hopefully that will continue.
Then you turn the page, and then you had a game against your rival Kalamazoo Central last night in SMAC East Division play, and Kalamazoo Central kind of got on a roll, and they came away with a 63-17 win. Kalamazoo Central is in first place in the division at 5-0, and they're 10-2 and overall, one of the top teams in the region, and they're always a tough team to play. Looked like your offense couldn't quite get going. What did they give you trouble with in terms of keeping you guys off the scoreboard a little bit?
Yeah, well, their pressure packages present a problem. for us. We've struggled all year to handle, you know, good man-to-man pressure defense, and that pretty much was the story against K-Central. They're going to come with both guns a-blazing, and you have to be able to handle that pressure that they bring to the table, and we did not. We played a fairly decent first half as far as I think the second quarter for them, they didn't do a whole lot of damage. I think we only gave up 7 points in the second half. We were in a couple zone packages to try to slow them down and keep ourselves in the game, but they really came out in the third quarter and turned the heat up, and they had a big third quarter. I think 30 points they scored in the third quarter.
So we turn the page and we get ready for next week. And according to the official preseason schedule, you have a couple games. You play at Sturgis early in the week, and then you have a Smack East Division game at Loy Norix late in the week. Any makeup games this week we have to tell the listeners about over those two?
Still no news on any of the games that were postponed as far as being rescheduled at this point. Next week looks like just those two games.
So on the road for both games at Sturgis, that's always a tough trip down south at play and a tough gym to shoot in. And then playing at Loy Norix, a key game, a little bit of a rivalry in the division between you two schools. And talk about the opportunities to try to get better this week and against those two teams and what that has in front of you guys.
Yeah, well, we're looking at practice every day with the goal of getting better. Obviously trying to build chemistry with, you know, some of the new additions and things that we're trying. That's always an issue. They got to get used to playing together and try to build some chemistry there. But, you know, one day at a time for us, hoping that we can make progress, get better each day, and transfer what we're doing in our practices to the game floor.
And you saw Loy Norix earlier in the year. What do you remember from playing that game earlier in the year, and what can help with that? Oh, actually, we'll talk about Loy Norix a little bit more next week when maybe it'll be a Bearcat win when we get back together next Saturday on Coach's Corner. I appreciate you, Coach, calling in this morning and for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Yep. And that's it for Coach's Corner for this Saturday. We'll be back with all the coaches next Saturday for another big week of high school basketball here. Thanks for joining us on WBCK 95.3 FM.